Hi, everybody. This is Michelle from Boo Sounds with Hi-Fi George and Cindy Claro. We're sitting outside.
Cindy Clara.
Clara, sorry.
Yeah, it came out as Claro.
Yeah, it did.
just sitting here. It's probably pushing about 26. The last I checked, it was 22.
We're in a nice shaded area.
Yep. So...
Yes, they're out here with me, which is very nice. Yeah. And we have our Tim's drinks.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Michelle has water.
Yes.
It still has a Tim Hortons brand on it. So.
And I have this ice cap. And George, what do you have?
Well, it's an ice cap as well, but it's a mocha.
No, they're both ice caps.
They're both ice cap, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, because they didn't have...
They didn't have the mocha ones.
Yeah.
So that's an ice cap. I just had mine without whipped cream.
Yeah.
Because I detest whipped cream.
Oh, I like it either way.
Yeah.
The normal one would have been fine, too.
Mm. Well, I wasn't...
It's cool.
I didn't know whether
It's a nice treat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know whether they came with or without, so I just said no whipped cream for George's. So.
This is so good.
I believe you.
If it didn't have the milky cap, the way it tastes for me, I think I'd be okay.
They just put way too much in here, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because then you're left with all this whipped cream on the bottom, and you're like, I don't want all that.
But you know, there's the whipped cream, but it's also the it's also the cap. The cap is what is frozen.
Yeah.
And that creamy cap, the way that they do it, it is disgusting to me.
I should give you a hint from my Slurpee.
Oh, it's actually not that bad, but they just put way too much whipped cream in.
Yeah.
That's, you know.
Yeah, and that would be too much.
Other than that, it's not
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, each person has their own. But what I like, my favorite, is what we brought for you the other day.
That latte thing or whatever.
Yeah, they were coffee slurpees,
it's
basically.
It's just a nice coffee.
Yeah.
At McDonald's, basically.
It's, yeah.
It's probably very similar to this.
Just no cap.
Yeah.
That's the first time I actually had one of those. It was
frappe.
Frappe, yes.
That's what they're
because it's a very smooth consistency right straight through.
Yeah.
It's coffee frappe.
And that was really good.
Okay, I think I'm done with this.
Sheesh, I'm thoroughly confused. It's like I was saying to you and Cindy.
See, look at all that whipped cream on the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah, there's whipped cream plus your cap.
Well, I just couldn't drink any more of it.
Yeah.
Cap. What? Define cap here.
It's slushy stuff.
Yeah, the slushy, milky stuff that ends up at the end. Mm. And that's what I can't stand. But yeah, you have lots of whipped cream.
Yeah, I couldn't go through the whipped cream, so I'm just like, well, whatever.
Yeah, see, that I didn't mind because...
Maybe get the next one with chocolate milk. I didn't realize you could do that.
Yeah, you can.
Well, see, now that I know that.
I actually forgot about the chocolate milk.
But they may not have the chocolate milk here. That might be how they do the mochaccino.
That could be. You just never know because we were doing a Boo, Cindy, earlier. You were. And...
that I kind of walked in on.
It was actually kind of funny.
It was. Cindy and I had a laugh because I discovered, and I showed her, in fact, I'm going to do this to you. This is not to be a regular thing on audio, but trust me, but I happen to think it's a little bit interesting that I did this twice in a row to myself. I ended up with this in my pocket.
Oh, jeez. Still.
Yes. Still, I forgot to take it out. It's a butane... it's a butane bottle for what's called a thermocell, which is a device that heats up a little... It's like a little burner that heats up a little mat that the vapors from this are probably nothing you want to know about what's in them. but nonetheless, they're very effective at keeping mosquitoes away.
Yes.
So, of course, I had them out. I had one working last night when we were barbecuing. Did a great job on the mosquitoes, not so much so on the wasps.
Yeah.
And I guess wasps didn't like it, huh?
Well, they loved it.
They loved
us.
The food, and they wanted to horn in on everything we had.
Uh-oh.
And the creepiest part was once they didn't matter where they got it, one of them was walking on my finger.
Ew!
I hate that.
Yeah.
Well, and I had to... I was going to bite down, and I had to wait until it went, because otherwise I would have gotten bit.
You'd have bit the wasp, and it would have bit you back.
Yes. So, yeah.
Wow.
By the end of it, I had moved all the bones, because they loved meat, to the other, what was it, the other chair right next to me. And there was three. And I'm thinking that's why we had them.
They wanted to join the party.
Yeah. It felt like we had so many hanging around us, because there was.
I bet.
So I think next time that we go out, I think what we're going to do is I'll just take one of my bottles and I'll put some sugar water in it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep. Works great.
Yeah.
We had us a nice little wasp trap up the one year when they were particularly vicious, and I kid you not, by the end of the year, that bottle was actually heavy.
Yep.
Full of wasps. They'd all died, of course, but they...
Well, yeah. Yeah.
It actually had some considerable weight to it.
Oh, look, my boo was 53% uploaded.
You know, I hate to admit this, but I've got two sitting in the can that have never even finished.
Well, you know what? I know why that's the case for you.
Picks.
Yep. But for me, I've got two. I've got what I call Meal Monday.
How many Mondays ago?
Lots. It'll probably put it... Actually, what I did is I recorded it on a day that wasn't a Monday. And it still might put it as on a Thursday, but
yeah.
I want to publish it on a Monday.
Somebody in their followings will find it on that Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
And if they do their, what shows up as Fallout booze.
Yeah.
Excuse me just a sec. I'll see if I can... Somebody's got an exhaust leak.
Because for me, I've actually found out that I've done it on a Monday, and it's shown up on a Thursday or whatever anyway. And it's like, Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if you find this, Cindy, but I find the audio boo when I'm recording switches the sound to the earpiece.
Yes, it does.
And when you try to figure out how long you got left, it's difficult to hear, and sometimes difficult to find your pause control after having done that.
Yep.
So
I have noticed that, yep.
And sometimes it's happened to me occasionally that the iPhone will just suddenly go into a state where it works like molasses in January when recording.
I know. I've had that happen too. It's like, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
And then if you're uploading a boo and you try to, if you've got two in the line and you're working on one, you better let it finish before you start working on another one, because otherwise your phone will be so unresponsive.
Yeah,
exactly. For me, you know, I'm thankful. Like, nothing against you guys with VoiceOver, but from what I hear, I'm glad that I don't have to rely on it.
Tends to make things drag. Anyway.
On VoiceOver, yeah.
It's processing power.
Well, anyway, so...
I guess we better finish this up.
We'll finish this up.
Time remaining is not much.
Yeah, it's less than a minute. So, may your journeys be safe. Take care, and God bless. Bye for now.
Bye.